Thank you. soundtrack composer Thierry Millet asking, where is the danger from war volcanoes? Here on Deep Threes. Our set began with the New York New Music Ensemble's recording of the first movement of Charles Warren's New York Notes, leading us into Nocturne No. 2 by the Albanian ethnomusicologist and composer Ramadan Sokoli, and performed by Kirsten Johnson on her album of Albanian piano music, Kengi, a word that roughly translates as song. Yanlin Chen conducted Melody of China in the second movement and Andante of his composition, Wandering Along the Journey, found on the Away from Schwen album. We landed on Astral Earth with David S. Ware and his One Sept, and then encountered Makanuchi Bento's Rain Dragon and Hidden Genius from Swime. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. James Horner gives us the counsel to leave no witnesses. Wise advice for this episode from The Mask of Zorro. You can always find playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
this is Mick Ed, and you're listening to The Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Beautiful, thanks Mick.
That's right.
Perfect, absolutely that's perfect. That's right, thank you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. More than 50 years ago, Republican President Richard Nixon signed the Clean Air Act of 1970. It authorizes the federal government to regulate harmful air pollutants. And it was well understood at the time that one of those pollutants was climate-warming carbon dioxide. Naomi Oreskes, a professor of the history of science at Harvard University, says many people now are unaware of this history.
There have been debates both in Congress and in the courts about whether or not the Clean Air Act applies to carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases.
So her team reviewed government documents from the 1960s. She said they found more than 100 congressional hearings in which CO2 and human-caused climate change were discussed.
And what we were able to show was that the members of Congress who wrote and passed the Clean Air Act were well aware of carbon dioxide, and they understood that it was a pollutant.
She says that's why the words weather and climate are included in the text of the law.
And so if anyone tries to claim, oh, there's no way Congress could have intended this statute to apply to carbon dioxide, it's just wrong. And we've now shown that it's wrong.
And she says knowing what lawmakers intended back then is important when determining how the law should be applied now. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.